Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 22nd of February, and I'm recording at 10.01 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time, in what had been a very sunny afternoon in London after a rainy start. Okay, you're more interested in the markets, I'm sure, and so bulls very much in charge here today. And taking the Asia-Pacific regions first, Japan, solid, with the Nikkei up 0.9 of a percentage point. But it was China that really sparked in here. Now, the Shanghai Composite Index, that was up 2.35%. And all the indices were good, with the Hang Seng up nearly 1% and the Enterprise up over 1.25% overall. So they're coming off very, very depressed lows overall, but those are good percentage moves. Rest of Asia was pretty solid. There were a couple of exceptions. South Korea had a tiny decline of just over a quarter of a percentage point, and Malaysia was almost unchanged. Teeny decline. Thailand up nearly 2%. That was quite good. Australia up 1% with the S&P ASX 200 index getting back to that psychological 5,000 level, actually above it, 5,001. And it's been benefiting from better resources prices in here generally. Now, looking at the Europeans, such a volatile sector. This, they get the biggest declines and the biggest gains, and that was true here again today. So a strong performance across the boards in Europe, and looks like the biggest mover, well, that was Italy, up 3.5%, but a lot of gains of over 2%, including, well, Germany almost got there. Spain definitely did. So did the Netherlands. And so did, what is that one? can't remember the code. Okay, but good gains. And the Euro Stoxx 50. That was up over 2% as well. Sweden was the one I couldn't remember, up to 2.2%. And on Wall Street, again, it was showing gains early on, closed near the highs, up 1.4% for the Dow, 1.45% for the S&P, and the NASDAQ 1.47%. So that's good performance overall. Brazil, big resources producer, up over 4%. So bulls still very much in charge. Well, that's not that surprising, is it? Because we had 6 weeks of an absolute hammering on the downside, starting with from the 2nd of January. And so then we had last week and the preceding Friday to last week, good gains. And we've started off this week fairly solidly. Lowen and I were looking at the S&P 500 here earlier today. It closed at 1945 here today, and it's up on the higher side of its small range. But looks like it should push a bit higher, get back up to the 2000 level where the MA is, and I think that's within reach here. But again, we've corrected this short-term oversold condition, but still some short covering and a little bit of momentum bargain hunting buying here taking place. Again, I emphasize, as we have here in recent weeks, that there's a lot of overhead supply and that we could see upper regions tested, but consider that this is likely to be a range-bound environment overall and a range-bound environment at best. Okay, What else is happening in here today? I should just mention on the, I think I did touch on it, but it just emphasizes point again, the resources sector really is leading the gains here overall. And that's was the case last week, and it's often the case. It's big countercyclical sector, but running at last. Now, bond markets, U.S. 10-year Treasury. Well, this is still an incredibly low yield. It reflects that flight to so-called quality. And 1.75 is the 10-year yield. Now, that's really low. It's crept up a little bit, but not all that much here overall. So there are plenty of investors who just do not trust equities in here, and that's supporting bond markets. Well, I've been calling wolf for what, 2, 3 years now at least on this bond market, but. People, might tip my hat to all those investors who are there because they've done really rather well. But can these things float on air for much longer in terms of bond prices, which have done so well? Okay. Now, let's see. We need to look at the VIX. Now, VIX, that's a pure stock market instrument. That reflects a little bit more calm coming into the market. That's dipped down to 19.38. So that's the lowest we've seen since this rally actually started. And what else is going on? The dollar a little bit too strong here today for my liking. The dollar index is up to 97.368 as I speak. It does trade here after hours for quite a while. But that's up 3/4 of a point here. And well, I certainly don't want it having another look at that's psychological 100 level, and I think that probably I wouldn't be surprised if tomorrow we see some intervention to keep it a little low, lower, and that would be by the Treasury on behalf of the Fed, and they won't announce it, obviously. Now, elsewhere, in here today, other currencies. Not too much going on. Well, euro and sterling. Sterling's the one that got the big move. This is Boris Johnson. I would say that the second most best known politician in the UK at this time, and he's a candidate for the, certainly for. Prime Minister, when David Cameron resigns, he and George Osborne be the runaway candidates, leading candidates. But he's backed Grexit, and that was announced today. And it's because he is an articulate and amusing speaker, people feel he'll be a credible candidate for the Brexit vote, which may well be close. That's going to be in June, and it's a big one for those of us living in the UK, those of us who are UK citizens. So we will see. And my own hunch, but I certainly wouldn't bet my life on it. My own hunch is that the vote to stay in will carry, that will win, stay in the EU. Because David Cameron, he hasn't received much credit here from the more rightish side of the press, but he got a reasonable settlement. It was a compromise deal. It could have always been better, from the rest of the EU. They want the UK to stay in. And There's an article on it that I'm posting in here today from Bloomberg editorial, which I think makes sense here overall in terms of how I feel about it. Okay, but Sterling got walloped and fell down to, it's currently trading at 1.4150. So that's down 2.5 cents in here. That will, against the dollar. Now, that won't do the UK economy any harm. Euro is also easier in here, 1.1030. Australian dollar is a bit firm in here with the resources going up, 0.7227. Those are the main changes here overall, but Sterling was the big mover, and it's more competitive in here today. Elsewhere in the commodity markets, crude oil steadyish in a range here, but up $1.59 on the Brent at $34.60. And we have the WTI up $1.60 at 33.35. Does look like we're going to get a break to the upside on crude oil. Lots of people saying, no, it's actually going lower. They're not going to actually do anything. I disagree. I think it's just a matter of how long it takes for them to put together a different agreement, which reduces supply. Of course, the Saudis, and they're mainly hoping that supply goes down because prices are so low, and they'll hang or hold out for that as long as they possibly can. But I've talked about this being Pyrrhic victory territory. Nobody's doing well, obviously, with these current crude oil prices among the producers. It's very, very costly indeed. They're burning through reserves at a very rapid rate. So we are going to get a production cut. It's just, does it come sooner or later? Well, the consensus is that it'll be later, towards the end of the year or in 2017. I think that's probably too pessimistic. I think we might see it come a little bit earlier. Now, aside from crude, we had industrial metals all doing better in here today. And the copper, the U.S. copper here is up almost 4 cents to 211.6. Precious metals, so they gave up some ground today with the dollar stronger and with stock markets rallying. So palladium lost a little bit. It's at 497 and change. And silver down nearly 18 cents to $15.19.5. And platinum down $16 to 929 and change. Gold bullion down $17, just a little over $17, at 1209. And the agricultural commodities that I can see on the screen, mostly stronger with an exception of wheat. Wheat's down a little bit. So is rough rice, a little softer. But the sugar and coffee, both firmer in here today. And that's pretty much it on this day dominated by bulls and stock markets. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.